Chapter 14, Section 1.3, Feeling Guilty and the Executives. The above play feels a bit sneaky. Remember, your focus is on what is of benefit to the conglomerate and you never know, Phoenix could have a glorious future. In cases like this, you need to put away concerns over the subsidiary and be true to yourself. Give them a chance to explore their own future in the comfort of someone else's purse. Don't lie to people, even the words I've put down for the CEO contain no lies. I've just omitted my own concerns which he wouldn't share anyway. If I thought those executives might, then maybe I would take a different path. Remember, the above play could be wrong. You may be selling the golden goose, which is why you'd need the rest of your executive board to challenge it. Also, it's not sneaky to sell off something that you believe will head over the cliff to another. They may be able to see something you can't and you're not responsible for them, caveat emptor. It's also not sneaky to emphasize Phoenix as the future. Those analysts have been making positive noise in the scenario and maybe they're right. I said above that many executives would go for the cloud, Brazil and efficiency options and wouldn't look to sell Phoenix. They would see Phoenix as having potential. How do I know this? Well, I've run the scenario with over 200 executives from different companies and I've tested their response before they could map and after. The result is shown in figure 187. See figure 187, response to the scenario. For more details. Before they could map, the response was always towards building the cloud service. After learning to map, the response shifted to selling the company, other. The interesting thing to note is the scenario has many common tools used in business, a P&L to an overview of the market, but the addition of mapping changed the response significantly. The real question to ask is how many past decisions made on those common tools would have been different had they used maps.